Blog Talk Radio.
For people who are looking for an escape and solutions for life's most challenging moments, this is Denise Center Ministry.
Denise Center. Today I want to teach you how to listen. That's right, how to become an effective, good listener. And I'm still working on that myself. But as I learn how to effectively become a great listener, I want to teach you what God taught me. So we better go to scripture, okay? The first one of the things to understanding becoming a good listener is by reading the Word of God. Becoming a God listener. When you can listen to God, it's easy to listen to others. But if you can't hear God's voice, it's going to be very difficult to become a good listener to the people around you. And I know, I hear you. Well, how are you expecting me to listen to something I can't see, and then become harder to listen to someone I can see? Well, let's go to the Word on this. I want you to look at 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, where it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. For every good work. That is why God has given us the Word, the Bible, scripture, so that we can be equipped for every good work. For every good deed you're trying to do, it's in the Word. To become a good cook, it's in the Word. To become a good builder, that's in the Word. To become a good spouse, it's in the Word. There's everything you need right here in the Word of God. But before you begin to read Scripture, you have to first pray. Say, Holy Spirit, come into my heart and teach me exactly how to read and understand this Word for me. And the Holy Spirit will do just that. It's so important to understand when you're reading scripture that God is using it to equip you, and it's for instruction in righteousness. There's so many instructions we get that are not righteous. Yes, some things can be done, but it can be done through deception. It can be done the wrong way, but the Word will show you how to do it the right way. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to just do things the right way, to get everything in order so that it will stand? when you build something in lies and deceit, that's a hard foundation to stand on because you got to continually keep up with that lie that you started it with versus doing it in honesty and in truth and in righteousness and the goodness of God. And God won't lead you wrong. His scripture will not lead you wrong. I guarantee you, if you learn to listen to God through his word, you will become a great listener. And there's so many other things God has given us as well. Because you know what? He gave us the Holy Spirit. Okay? So let's look at this scripture that jumped out to me. Hebrews 8, 10 and 11. It says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them in their hearts, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people, and they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen and everyone his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all who know me, from the least to the greatest of them, will know me." Isn't that awesome? This is God saying that you're not going to have to worry about those saying you need to know the Lord. No, you're going to automatically know him because it's in your heart. It's already there. God has positioned his writings and his tablets and everything that he's done for us is right here. I mean, the word should be hidden in you where once you read scripture, you can automatically call up the scripture that says, though they slay me, yet will I trust in him. Or greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Scripture should just jump up and come out of your heart. And when you confronting something, and you can say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me, his rod comforts me, his staff, all of that. You should be able to just call on God and say, you know what, God, these scriptures are hidden in my heart, and that's because you've become the word of God, you've become the scripture, and it's so awesome how we are God's next chapter. Can you understand that? If God were to write a 67th book, how about that book be about you? In the word of God, he's given us all the way from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning to the end. What type of God we serve that is so gracious to give us the very beginning and the very ending. And we got everything in the middle. And we have Jesus, his son, that sums everything up. What a beautiful God to do that. I mean, how can you serve anything greater? I mean, there's nothing greater than that right there. So when the Holy Spirit comes and teaches you through scripture, and now he's in your heart, and he's in you, and he's in you so that people don't have to say, I want you to know God. You already know him because he's in you. He's a part of you. Having a daily walk with God and becoming a good listener is knowing how to listen to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit come into you and let his scripture come into you. And now that you're hearing the Holy Spirit, you're hearing God's voice through his word, now you can do what? You can hear others through the prophetic. Okay, so let's explain that a little bit. The prophetic is a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or personal prophecy. And again, I got to go to scripture on this. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 to 21 says, "Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterance, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good." So a prophetic word should be something that is good for you to use, and it should never leave you confused. And God brings prophets our way all the time to help us and lead us and guide us. You should never walk away from a prophecy saying, I'm confused. I don't know. What was God saying? You should be able to get that prophetic word clear, concise, and it will be a confirmation, and you know it's God. I love when pastor brings prophets to the congregation and we get a prophetic word because I know when that prophet speaks to me, I mean, my heart races and I'm excited because I can't wait to hear what he's going to say. And when he speaks, boom, it'd be so on point. And it don't leave me in doom and gloom and feeling like my life is going to end or I'm getting ready to die. It leaves me energetic. It leaves me ready to go forth and do what God has called me to do and become this person that God needs me to do. And also, there's correction in prophecy as well. And God does it lovingly. He'll give you a prophecy and give it to you in such a loving, beautiful way to correct your path, to say, okay, now you need to do it this way. And I remember a pastor giving me a prophetic word, and he was like, you know, when that word popped into my mind, and I was looking at things in the past, he said, no, the past is not where it's at. That was done. That light bulb has blown. You're in a new era now. You're in a new lane. And when he spoke that to me, my whole spirit woke up, and that fearful little me came out of my shell, and I said, you know what? I can do this. Even giving it a word, I'm like, okay, I can do this. That's because I learned to listen to his voice, listen to the prophetic, and listening and getting the right word with the and that's important, of learning how to get the right word, because there's a lot of prophecies out here that aren't correct. So that's why it's important, if you know God's voice by reading his word and you know the Holy Spirit because he's in your heart and he's hidden everything inside of you, then you can easily detect a true prophet. And when a prophet comes to you and gives you that correction, or even gives you a prophecy to foresee your future, guess what? It comes to pass. All real prophets' words come to pass. And that's how you know if it's a real prophet as well. Okay? And another way to listen is through godly counsel. God puts people in our midst. He gives us counselors. He gives us lawyers. He gives us doctors. And they have the wisdom and the knowledge for us. I'm going to give you scripture on that, and then I'm going to go into it a little bit deeper. It says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And that's coming from Proverbs 11:14. You need counsel. When you're trying to do something that you've never done before, it would be unwise to try to build a house, and you're not a builder, and you're going to just put wood together and let it stand and live in it and think it's going to withstand all the climates, the winter, the summer, the spring and fall. No. With each season comes different issues and different problems. So that's why you have to listen to godly counsel. And by listening to godly counsel, you'll say, okay, before I build this house, I need to get a contractor in who knows how to lay the foundation. And whatever you don't know, don't try to attempt to do yourself. God has always put people on the earth to work for him. He's always used people to be his voice, to speak for him. He's used people to build for him. And we're his greatest creation. We're his greatest creation, so much so that he sent his son to die for us. So, I mean, if we're his greatest creation, then we have to listen to what he created. Listen to other people. He made lawyers for a reason. He made counselors for a reason. He made pastors for a reason. He made teachers and doctors, and he made them all for a reason. So that's why we have to listen. So if you build that house and you listen with counsel and you get all the people who can do the right thing, you can say, you know what? I built my own home. And yes, you probably didn't physically do it, but you did it because you got everybody who knew how to do it, who gave you the counsel on how to build it. They got it done. And so you were able to build your own home. Isn't that awesome to become a listener where you can become a builder? You can have good success. You can work with a knowledge of, you know that saying where work smart and not hard? Okay, you can really become a smart worker where you don't have to work so hard, but become smart at what you're doing, and it will make your life a whole lot easier. I know we're required to work. You have to in order to make a living. So be a smart worker in whatever field you do and whatever job you have, from a manager to a store operator to, if you are a construction worker or if you're a police officer, whatever you do, become smart at that job. And once you're able to get up every day and go to that job and it become less stressful to do, then you're working smart at your job. And that's by listening again to counsel. You have to listen how to become that good worker. You have to listen how to become a good teacher. You have to listen how to become a good person. Because even if you have a significant other and you have a relationship and that person is trying to speak to you, if you're not a good listener, you're going to fail at communicating. And communicating with friendships, with spouses, and other people are very, very important. We have to learn to become good listeners. Also, becoming a good listener allows you to become a great person. People love to sit in the presence of someone who's not doing all the talking. Uh-oh. You know we do that. Some of us love to talk. And sometimes some people can be listening to others, and then before the person can finish talking, they think about themselves and start talking about themselves. No. Learn how to just listen to the whole entire story, the whole entire sentence of what that person is saying instead of what you want to say. And then allow them their opportunity to tell you something, to tell you a story so you can listen to. You know, oftentimes we're so busy hearing our own voice that we can't hear others. We're so busy listening to our own wisdom that we can't hear the wisdom of others. That, I mean, I love me, okay? I love Denise Center. I mean, God has given me a healthy self-esteem, but I don't know if I would like it if everybody in the world would think or talk or act exactly like me. That would be a boring world. I love the fact that God has given diversity. He's given different personalities. He's given all type of people with different talents. Some people can sing. Some people are great writers. Some people can dance. Some people can just are great builders. I mean, we got great pastors and teachers, and we got so much stuff out there. And even in my field, you know, in the auto industry, we got people who build vehicles and people who sell them and all of that. And we got great salesmen. I'm telling you, in that workplace of how God allows, or even in your own home, how you got different children with different personalities and they don't do things alike. If you demand them all to do the same thing or act the same, you're not listening to one of them. You can't listen to, let's say if you have four children. Let's give an example. Let's say if you have four children and you're only listening to the one child, but you're not listening to the other three. You're going to demand that those other three children act and behave like the only one child that you're listening to. And that's not fair to the other three. So that's why it's so important to learn how to become a listener. And by doing that with the steps that I have given you through Scripture, through the Holy Spirit, through the prophetic word, and through godly counsel, you can listen to your children. You can listen to what they're trying to tell you. And did you know God will also use a child to speak through to get to you? Oh, my goodness. I remember a time when I was just thinking about something in my life that had happened, and it was a particular person. And then I remember my grandchild saying, well, let's go visit Janetta. And I'm like, oh, my God, I was just thinking about her. And we did that, and it was so amazing how they would just bring up something that you never thought that will come out of them, and they'll say it just as you're speaking it. You know, and it's just little things like that are so important, little things like that. And, you know, I'm so glad that I did listen to my grandchild, because when I did go and visit, it was so amazing that I had that time, because I didn't know that a month later that my best friend's spouse had passed away. But that was my chance to go and visit with them both, to see them and to get all that I had from them, that we loved each other and listened to him talk and see that, you know, we're best friends for over 20 years and reminisce all over again. I had no idea that would be my last time that I would ever see him again. But that was God speaking through a child and allowing me to get to visit that one last time. So little things like that is so important by becoming a great listener. Becoming a great listener allows you to be that person where you're not only listening to good counsel, but now you can become a person of wisdom because you've heard the right word. You've got your pastor's wisdom and knowledge, and you're understanding what he's trying to say. You're listening to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will also tell you when to be quiet. Sometimes we want to say something, and you'd be like, oh, I'm going to get her. Have you ever had a person where you were angry at and you were just rehearsing in your bedroom, you know, all by yourself, and when I see that person, I'm going to tell them this, I'm going to tell them that. I can't wait to get in their presence because if they say one thing wrong to me, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to just slang them and I'm going to just start fighting. But when you do get to that person, the only thing you can say is something nice, like, hey, how you doing? God bless you. And then you wonder, all that I rehearsed, I did say, but I said something nice. That's the Holy Spirit. He will hush you from all that evilness. Because remember what I told you in the Word, that God's Word is for good doctrine. It's for reproof and correction, and it gives you equipment to do things in good, do good things and do it in righteousness. So that's why it's important to understand that when the Holy Spirit tells you not to say something, don't say it. And then you know what? The Holy Spirit is so intelligent, he'll even erase your memory from thinking about what you were supposed to say to that person. You'd be like, I know I need to say something. And if it's bad and it's evil and you're lined up and in tune with God, you won't even be able to say it. Because you know what? You become a God listener. And a God listener allows you the opportunity to speak kindness, to speak in love. When Jesus corrected, when Jesus did all of his things in the Bible, he did it with love. He did it with patience. He was such a patient God. Oh, my God. Jesus is so patient. I mean, he is the most patient of all. I mean, if he can have 12 disciples and one he knew would betray him and still do his ministry the way he did, what a great teacher. What a great example we had. And, you know, I want you to do this. Before I close, I want you to say, Lord, teach me how to become that listener. And if I'm doing all the talking, teach me how to have a soft, gentle spirit where I can learn how to allow others to do some talking as well. Allow me to go to Scripture, to listen to the Holy Spirit, to receive the prophetic word that God is trying to give me through my pastor, and listen to godly counsel that he also gives us through our pastors and through lawyers and through doctors. If the doctor tell you you can't eat those cakes, don't eat those cakes, okay? If he tells you you probably need to shed some pounds, do what the doctor says. God has given them the wisdom and knowledge to give you good life, good health. And God has given people even around you to give you good tools to good wealth. Okay, you can become wealthy. You can become healthy, alive, and whole by becoming a great listener. All right, I hope that helped you. I thank you so much for allowing me this time to speak to you. And I thank God again for this chance to be able to give you a word that God has given me. All right, thank you, and God bless you. Hi, I'm Denise Center, and I want to introduce to you one of my most recent books, and that is God's Finest Choice. This journal will allow you to experience God's unconditional love for you. It will also teach you how to live life on purpose and to appreciate your personality, which is one of God's greatest gifts he's given to you. It will also teach you how to be an authentic you, how to be the real you. Did you know if you write down your goals, study shows 99% of the time you will achieve it? Okay, so that's what I want you to do. I want you to begin to write the things that you fear the most. I want you to also write down your most recent prayer requests for that day. And also, whatever you heard the Lord speak clearly to you about, write it that day. Write it down. And also, write or check what goals you may have conquered or the ones you may have missed that day. And
pick right back up the next day on trying to achieve it. If you use this journal and write those things down, you'll be able to refer back to it maybe a year from now and see where you were back then or the things that required energy for you to use your personality, okay? So go on my website at www.denisecenter.org and order it today. Also, you can order my calendar. This goes with it, God's Finest Choice Calendar. This is awesome. It has so many of my sayings in here that I have said over the years that have helped people flourish and given them the go-how to go and do things and jump to their success. Also, it helps you be yourself and to use your personality. I use my own personality because I don't want to hide it because it's who I am. The more you are real, the more people can feel the realness coming out from you, and they'll appreciate your gift even more so. So go ahead, go on my website and order these items today.
Who are looking for an escape and solutions for life's most challenging moments. This is Denise Center Ministries.